So we're focused on Essendon half.
Yep.
17 scoring shots to 6 at halftime in Hawthorn's favour. Was it simply Essendon were just simply too good in the second half, or what changed with Hawthorn?
Yeah, well, they couldn't get their hands on the footy, which makes a big difference. And there's so many centre bounce clearances gives you the territory battle, and they just couldn't get it out. I think they got really safe and nervous with their ball movement in the second half. Tried a few things, didn't come off, and then went back into their shells. They succumbed to the pressure. Once Essendon lifted their pressure rating, the ball use of Hawthorn was horrible in that second half. Decision-making and ball use was horrible. And then they just kept turning the ball over and just getting caught on the counter, like the Bombers had been done in the first half to them. Oh, and they got a bit tired, I think, too. They got a lot of players haven't played a lot of senior footy consistently. They're just not good enough at the moment, the Hawks. They had a really good moment where they rode the adrenaline wave for half a footy, but then once it got to the point where it was an arm wrestle again and they lost momentum, they collapsed a bit. I must admit, it was a very disappointing watch from a Hawthorn lens from the boys in the brown and gold last night.
All right, I'm going to say something that you're not going to agree with, but I'm very strong on this, and I'm going to cop a lot of hate for this, but I'm going to say it, and I strongly believe it.
It's a big build-up.
Who's not going to like it?
Most people. I believe that Hawthorn should trade Tom Mitchell.
Why would you say that, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think Hawthorn can continue to go in with a starting four midfield of Mitchell and Warple. I think they're too similar. I think that Warple proved that when it's just him, he can be an excellent footballer. He won their best and fairest last year.
He did.
I think you'll get more for Mitchell than you would for Warple. And I think where Hawthorn's at, trading Mitchell gives them the opportunity to potentially have three picks inside 20, if you include the first pick that they've already got. And it gives them a chance then to either trade up for what they do need or keep the three picks inside 20. I just think that, look, Mitchell's an excellent player, but Mitchell and Warple together, they're too similar. And a lot of the time, they get the ball in spots that they shouldn't. They stymie the ball movement, the quicker ball movement, because of the way that they play. And I think it gets them stuck. And I think they're better to keep Warple because he's younger. And as I said, the reference point is that when Mitchell didn't play last year, he was able to win the best and fairest. They need more speed in the midfield. They need more run in the midfield. And to have Warple and Mitchell there, I just don't think it's the right blend.
He's 27, Tom Mitchell. This is his fourth year at the Hawks after winning the Brownlow in his second year with the broken leg situation in 2019, of course, kept him out of the competition. Seemingly, the speed issue through the middle is one I absolutely agree with you on. I'm not sure we trade Tom Mitchell, the mighty Hawks, but I think the speed issue is an issue. If you can find another way or find a way to support Warple and Mitchell, and don't forget O'Meara floating around through that journey as well, get some speed through there, that would be a really positive thing. Like if I'm using pick three, Remo, I don't know these kids coming through, haven't seen any of them play, I'd be getting the quickest, fastest mid I could get my hands on. Who's that?
Oh, geez. You know what? I actually can't give you an answer on that because a lot of these kids haven't played this year.
Yeah, no,
so it's a really tricky one. Usually I'll be able to go, yep, this is the midfielder that they should go after. Like there's a kid at Oakley Chargers, for example, Will Phillips, who's a sensational player, that type of, who gets through contests really quickly with his feet. So he's one that comes to mind pretty quickly. It's an interesting comment that you make there, Whitey, with Mitchell and Warple. I think it needs more time. I think you're talking about Mitchell, a Brownlow medalist. He's been a best and fairest at Hawthorn, obviously. Warple, how those two complement each other, I think still needs more time. I think he needs another pre-season to work out, okay, what's going on here. They're both sensational players. Just that's absolutely sensational players. Yeah.
That's not disputed.
I think Warple's got a few more weapons that can be shaped and moulded to help because he's a bit faster. He's got some really good agility. He's got some real power. I think the more that they will work together, that they can work together, the better they'll be as a combination. If you throw in some speed on that, then I reckon that's something they can grow with because he's still got 6 years to go, Tom Mitchell, in his career, you'd reckon. Six, 7 years to go.
Not comfortably.
Absolutely. And as I said, I'm not suggesting that it's a popular call that I've made, but I think it's something that they should discuss and think about, because Mitchell is such a good player, but he's really important to a number of different clubs that could do with him. So the premium on him would be extremely high. So it gives Hawthorn choice.
Who wants
that
him?
It gets Hawthorn into the draft if they want to, with multiple picks in a draft where we don't really know how good the kids are. The scattergun approach might be the way to go about it, because you might get a bargain at 16 or 17 that without the exposed form that would otherwise might be 4 or 5.
You're going to trade a Brownlow medalist for a scattergun approach?
No, I'm talking about multiple picks inside 20.
No, but I'm saying if you're going to trade one, you want to have a fair idea of what's coming in. I would think from a list management perspective.
Yeah, but
the risk versus reward there is quite high.
Would you get 8 and 18, say, for Tom Mitchell? That sort of thing?
I don't know how to play that game, Rama. Rama, you know that game better than I do.
Yeah, you definitely get something very good. There's no doubt about that.
So if Hawthorn's armed with 3, 8 and 18 as a result of trading Tom Mitchell, that gives them choice. Mm. It gives them options.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just something to think about. As I said, I don't expect it necessarily to be popular, but I think it's much easier to get outside run than it is that premium inside mid, which is what Mitchell is. But there are a lot of clubs that have a lot of outside run, and I think there's more of those than those.
I don't think you're right there. I think clubs are now more looking for outside run. I reckon 3 or 4 years ago, a lot of clubs were going, well, we need more inside midfielders. Now clubs are going, we've just got too many of these inside mids at the moment.
Yeah.
Clubs are looking for outside run, speed, ball users now, I think more than ever in my conversations that I have with teams. So, those guys are premium. So that's what I'm getting at with Essendon. Like, they've got those outside users, but they're using them as insiders. So,
yeah.
If you're talking hypothetically, Tom Mitchell would be sensational at Essendon as an inside midfielder.
You can have him for McGrath and Ridley. There you go. Your call. Your call. It's up to you. Nathan off Twitter says, I'm a Hawks supporter, FMP. That's for you, Whitey. Trading Mitchell in 2 for 2 first rounders is exactly how we get back to the top of the ladder. So a bit of love from the Hawks fans. I think that combination's worth investing in, Warple and Mitchell.
Yeah, I do too. Agree.
A little bit longer than just a small sample size of 16 games or 15, 14 games, whatever it is, to this point in time. But we'll see what they do, the Mighty Hawks. Not so mighty just at the minute after that loss last night